Lance Sims here this morning. Lance, tell them, first of all, what your job is, what that entails, so that people will understand that.
Sure. I'm at Planning and Development Services, and a couple of years ago, all the Northgate operations were moved into Planning and Development, and that includes all the parking assets and operations as well. So here today to tell you about some changes that are coming in terms of Northgate and the parking rate.
Gosh, changes at Northgate.
No.
I know. And again, and it's not Lance, it's the city. I've hammered the city for years because I thought they made it really hard for merchants over there. But I know what has happened over the long haul is the transformation of this area into something different. And maybe it took us putting 14-story apartment complexes over there, but Northgate sure ain't what it used to be.
That's right. There's lots of changes. As you mentioned, there's lots of student housing development coming into the area. So, and the city's invested a lot in terms of infrastructure, and we have a lot of parking assets that we're trying to manage and manage well.
You know, we talked, maybe at the beginning of this year a little bit about what Northgate was going to do. Now, from a planning and development standpoint, I mean, really, between those two complexes, between the Stack and the Rise, there are a whole lot of people there now. Those folks are going to have visitors who will come in. Moving traffic, parking traffic, those are the kind of things that y'all have had to look at.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it can be a challenge, but we work real closely with the two, the Stack and the Rise, regarding their move-in plans. And I think we have a good plan for that. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be congested. But, yeah, all those additional folks create challenges.
Sure. Now, it's a little bit out of your scope, but overall it's part of what you do. And explain to people a little bit how traffic is going to move right there between the area where Schlotsky's is right now. And obviously it's pretty clear that they're going to make another Stack or do some sort of other development there. How will traffic move through that area behind the McDonald's and that sort of thing now?
Yes, that's a good question. I don't know if you've been out there recently, but Church Street, which is immediately adjacent to the Rise, has been completely reconstructed as part of that. It's kind of a partnership there. So traffic should move a little better along Church Street, but ultimately I think what you're referring to is what we call phase two of the Culpeper development.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately there will be another connection that goes out from the newly reconstructed church out to South College, so that'll create another avenue.
Okay, so Church will go out to South College, and then there'll be something else that'll empty out there.
Actually, Church goes out to University.
Okay.
And then there will be another connection that goes out to South College.
All right. And now, but I guess you have to have contingency plans for when football games are here. You got a bunch of strangers who are going to be trying to park and move through there. And what's kind of in place to make that happen?
Yeah, that's really a little bit out of my area, but I know PD works very closely with the university to manage all that, the football traffic.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, the parking garage, which I don't know, you can tell me, how long has that been there? I mean,
it was built in 2001, so what, 12 years ago?
Okay. Not a good business decision for the city at that time, and I know what you're trying to do is make it a deal that pays for itself now.
Right. Yeah. The parking assets in Northgate are set up as an enterprise fund, and by that I mean the end user should be able to fully pay for all the costs associated with that. The last several years, that has not been the case. And we've looked at both sides of that equation. We've looked at ways to reduce cost, which we have. We've looked at ways of delaying some needed repairs, which we've done. But the other side of the equation is raising some revenue. And so that's the focus of the discussion today, as some of the changes have come in terms of parking rates.
What's the proposal?
Well, let's start with the good news.
Okay. There is some good news in here someplace. Okay.
If you like to go to Northgate and enjoy a burger or something over lunch hour, beginning August 19, you can go out to the surface parking lot, which is right there along the promenade area, and you can park for free from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that is a change, because today if you go out there, you're going to pay 75 cents an hour. So one of the things that all these rates, the structure, we work really closely with the Northgate District Association to make sure that they were on board and agreeable to these. So that's one of the good news. Piece of the good news is that you can go out now Monday through Friday over a little lunch hour, if you will, 11 to 2, and park for free. The other thing is that we're trying to do is kind of diversify or reduce, if you will, the peak times out there. The peak times, as most folks probably know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Northgate. We're offering what we're calling an early bird special at the parking garage. If you'll show up a little early, and by that we mean 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So at 8 o'clock on those
peak times. On what you did the night before,
that's
as to
right,
how early that
right.
is.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah.
If you'll come at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10:30 on those peak nights, we offer reduced cost. It's basically $6 flat fee, and that $6 is going to be good for a 12-hour pass. Mm. So, again, trying to encourage folks to get out there a little bit early to reduce that peak.
Yeah. Now, then what happens in the parking situation during game days? How does that handle?
Yeah, that's a change as well. In the past, the game day rates in the garage is a flat fee of $10 to park. And that's changing, and effective this year, it's going to be $20 for game day parking.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of like that because, again, those are some out-of-town folks that are probably going to be absorbing that increase. And, again, if you're in a situation where you have to park there, then you should pay the price for it. I think that's a supply and demand type of situation. Anything else that's going to be covered in the parking then?
Yes, sir. Back to the game day rates and the surface parking lot. And maybe I should back up and talk about the different types of parking we have. We have the parking garage, and we have what we call the surface parking lot, which is along the promenade there. Mm-hmm. And then we have over 100 street meters. And so there's changes really to all of those. We've already talked about the parking garage change on the surface parking lot. The game day rate's going from $2 an hour to $3.50 an hour, game day rate. Mm-hmm. And then on the parking meter is the same deal. It's going to $3.50 an hour. So you've hit on probably one of the key things is when we looked at these rates, we tried to focus really on the peak times and the special events time when, frankly, people are going to be in Northgate and try to minimize the impact on the local businesses and establishments.
So I think we'll talk about the meters in a second. Let's talk about that surface parking there behind University Drive where those merchants are. Mm-hmm. If you're going to the time that's not free, you're going to have to pay. How does that system work? How do you do that?
Yeah, that one's set up to where it's a pay by space. So when you pull up, each space is numbered. And so you go to one of three pay stations, and you can pay there. They accept credit and debit cards as well. So you basically pay at a pay station.
Now, we know nobody had ever tried to beat that system, but I think we probably ought to talk about how you police that then, too.
Sure. We have employees in the Northgate area that do parking enforcement. And so that's one of the areas that's to check the surface lot to make sure that those vehicles have paid.
Sure. What streets have meters on them?
Ooh, good question.
Or just give me a general area I guess.
Generally from Boyette Street on the west side of the district to Nagel on the east side, starting at University Drive going up to Cherry. So, again, it's over 100 of those meters.
So is it those kind of like they have in San Jose, California, that if you pull out and there's time left, it zeroes out?
Yes, sir.
Well, you people are something, aren't you? Well, there you go. Anything else we didn't cover this morning on this?
Let me mention the contracts, because if you frequent Northgate often, if you work there, contracts, and these are good for the parking garage, that is your best value. We sell them on a monthly basis, so you can get a monthly contract, a semester contract, or an annual contract. Again, that's your best bet. And all this information, including the contracts, are available on our website at cstx.gov. So if you're out there a lot, you're saving money by purchasing the contracts.
Okay, and these will go in effect?
Yes, sir. Good point. All this goes into effect on the 19th of August. Mm-hmm.